Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Gary Marks is an investigative reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Nice to talk to you again, Gary. Thanks for saying hi.
Hi, John. How are you? And obviously, you guys are, it was a tragic night last night. And, the public officials here are really wrestling with a very, very difficult problem.
The headline of a story that you co-wrote with David Jackson and Gary and Todd Leidy is Kim Fox drops more felony cases as Cook County State's attorney than her predecessor. Tribune analysis shows that's the online headline. A coincidence, yeah. I guess, that this piece comes out at a time when this very issue is being called into question.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tragic coincidence, obviously. But, yeah, we just decided, Kim Fox is obviously running for re-election. Our job is to hold powerful people accountable no matter what their politics are. And so, Kim Fox ran initially and has talked repeatedly about how, this idea of criminal justice reform, which, as you mentioned, we all support. We don't believe in mass incarceration. We don't believe that nobody believes that anybody who's nonviolent should be held in the Cook County jail awaiting the adjudication of their case. But, she talked about how she is, she has, gone tough on violent crime. And so we thought that we would take Kim Fox's own numbers and compare them, her own data, and compare them to Anita Alvarez. And we found that, Kim Fox has dropped a dramatically higher percentage of cases than Anita Alvarez, 29.9% versus 19.4% for her predecessor. But it also includes many of violent crimes. The homicide rate of dropped cases, Fox's office, 18.1% to 5.3% for Alvarez. Felony sex crimes, Fox's office dropped 9.5% versus 6.5% for Alvarez. So, our job is to hold the powerful accountable. Criminal justice and violence is obviously one of the most important issues facing the city, and so that's what we try to do.
To what do you attribute the drop in the prosecution of these more serious crimes?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We obviously, the reasons are not given for the drop cases in the database. That's incomplete. Kim Fox says that, she adamantly insists that they are trying to prosecute violent cases and that they are doing to the full extent of the law. If a case is weak or if evidence is thrown out, they can't really help that. They're not going to try to prosecute a case that they can't win. But obviously, Anita Alvarez, she declined to talk to us, but I'm sure her prosecutors would say exactly the same thing. And in fact, we found Kim Fox told us, well, look at the conviction rate. Don't just look at the cases that are dropped. We looked at the conviction rate, and lo and behold, Anita Alvarez had a higher conviction rate than Kim Fox did. So it's hard to get at those exact reasons. And I think that's something that Kim Fox is obviously going to have to explain to the citizens of Chicago.
Gary, the rap on Lori Lightfoot on Kim Fox is that she just doesn't prosecute small crimes, that you just get away with it, that this fosters a sense of lawlessness. Is it true that they aren't interested in small crimes? So if you do rob a 7-Eleven, although maybe that's not a small crime, but say it is. If you do some sort of petty theft, they don't even care. They won't even charge you or follow up on that. Do you find that to be true?
I mean, I think that she has said that, and I think the stats do show that. Retail theft, she dropped a higher percentage of cases than Anita Alvarez did. And so, Kim Fox has said that she's raising the bar sort of on prosecution for retail theft. So if you commit a petty theft, you're not going to be charged with felony. You're probably not going to be arrested. So Kim Fox has admitted that. I think the idea is that they have limited resources and that she wants to focus on violent crime.
Right, right.
Again, that's what's surprising to us. And I think I want to point out to your listeners, John, we just looked at cases that are prosecuted. And I want to make this point. As you know very well, one, possibly two in every 10 homicides actually lead to an arrest. So the Superintendent Brown today talked about impunity. The mayor talked about impunity. Listen, man, if you have a 1 in 10 chance of even getting arrested, let alone prosecuted for a violent crime, that to me sounds pretty close to impunity.
Well, then why did the mayor say don't bait me when they asked her at the press conference today if this prosecution problem leads to more of these kinds of nights of looting?
Because I think the mayor understands, as we all do, that she, Superintendent Brown, Kim Fox, they've got to work together, John. This is a serious problem. Our city is in crisis now. So throwing stones at one another is not going to help solve this problem.
Fair enough.
You know,
fair
smarter
enough, but
smarter people than us, John, have tried to solve this problem. They need to work together on behalf of the citizens of Chicago to figure this out, because right now our city's in crisis.
If I had to pick my battles, Gary Marks at the Chicago Tribune, I would say, fine, I'll let the petty crimes go, the small retail theft. You were walking out of the store with shoes that weren't yours. If
yeah.
I get more of the murderers and change that 1 in 10 or 2 in 10 success rate. But do we know if, in fact, what we saw last night were the same people that are getting away with the petty retail theft?
That's a very good question. It's very, very hard to get at. You know, we have taken a preliminary look at the looting that took place, you know, May 30th, June 2nd in that area. And it's very difficult because people aren't just charged with looting. They're charged with disorderly conduct, ag battery of a police officer, retail theft. So it's very hard to get at the question that the mayor mentioned and that the superintendent mentioned today, which is, did Kim Fox, did prosecutors go easy on those people who took part in the looting in late May and early June? Very difficult to question to get at. I'd want the mayor to answer that. I'd want a reporter to ask her that. Do you have evidence? Do you have data showing that Kim Fox went easy on those cases? Because clearly they threw that out there this morning at their press conference.
Gary Marks, Todd Leidy, David Jackson's story is in the Tribune today. It's a long one. It talks about this very issue. Kim Fox will talk about it in about 15 minutes here on WGN. Nice work, Gary. We'll visit with you later, okay?
Thanks so much, John. I really appreciate it.
You can read it online, chicagotribune.com. You can buy a print edition, too. It's 11:45. Your phone calls and Father Flager say hello on WGN next.